As we come into our practice this morning, let's once again really ground ourselves in the body as we did during our mindful moment. So the feet, the bottom, the hands, feeling them unconditionally supported by the earth. Connect with the breathing, allow some nice full breath. And then letting the breath be just as it is. Feeling a little more grounded, perhaps. Let's recall our intentions for practice, for being here today. And let's support our intentions with a bit of soothing touch, hand to the heart or belly, cheek, forehead, whatever you need to really feel a little more that tender request to open to ourselves with kindness and full awareness, and expressing that in your own words, your own intentions. And then perhaps placing your hands back in your laps or leaving your hand in the soothing touch spot or returning to it whenever you feel the need for more grounding, for more tenderness. And beginning now, just attuning to ourselves, attending with our senses as we feel the body breathing for a few moments. Feeling body breathing in and out. Gathering the awareness for a while in breathing. Really paying attention to the sensations of the in-breath, how they're nourishing, uplifting, energizing. Maybe something you need. And how too we're also supported by the out-breath, soothing, releasing, feeling the body drop with each out-breath. Just breathing in and out, noticing the sensations, and gently bringing attention back as it wanders. No big deal. It's what minds do. And now let's begin to release the breath as we move into loving kindness, friendliness practice, metta, M-E-T-T-A, metta. Cultivating goodwill for ourselves and others. And so let's begin to cultivate goodwill towards someone that feels nice and easy. It may be a dear pet, a young child, a neighbor, an uncomplicated relationship might be helpful here. The most important thing is that it's a relationship where when you hold in mind this being, the heart is just naturally opening. Ah, yes. Ah, yes. Maybe even a wee bit of a smile just naturally comes to you. And the smile, if it helps you, may support you through the practice to be a little more grounded. And so holding in mind this being, perhaps remembering them, incidents of delight as a result of this being. And I'll offer some good wishes for this being. You may have ones of your own, and you can use those, but I'll just begin to offer some phrases. So with this one that makes me smile, may they be filled with loving kindness. May they be filled with friendliness for themselves and others. You might care to really breathe into the phrases. May they be filled with friendliness for themselves. May they be safe, safe and protected from inner and outer harm. Feeling the safety of the grounded body with this phrase. The feet, the bottom, the hands. Safe. Safe. May this one who makes me smile be healthy. Healthy and strong in their bodies. Healthy. I like to really breathe into this one as a reminder. Healthy, healthy. And may this one who makes me smile be happy, peaceful, happy, free in heart and mind. And you might care to engage with a smile or just a loosening of the jaw, softening of the face. May you be happy, happy. And may this one live with ease, joyfully care for themselves with grace and ease. And I like to feel the ease of the out-breath with this one. May you be filled with ease, ease. So in the silence, carrying on with these phrases or ones of your choosing, taking good care of any sleepiness, let the eyes be open. Taking care of any overwhelm by really grounding all throughout the practices. You get lost in thought. Doesn't matter what the thought is, just notice. Reaffirm grounding, recalling your intentions. Coming back to your phrases. And take a few moments to finish off your phrases and check in with yourself, the state of the heart, mind, body. And so, from here, let's try to bring ourselves into the circle of care and kindness. Perhaps bringing yourself in alongside the one that makes you smile. Perhaps seeing the two of you together, face to face, hand in hand, one in the other's lap, whatever works. We don't all visualize, not to worry. Just sense into it, being with this dear one. Letting the warmth that you feel for the dear one extend to hopefully include ourselves. But you know, it's okay if we're not feeling it. We're practicing goodwill, which will ultimately lead to good feelings. Perhaps it's yourself as you are now, or even as a young child. And now let's engage with the phrases, but be sure to feel body sitting, being breathed, Maybe a wee bit of a smile or loosening of the jaw, parting of the lips. And feel the ease of the out-breath. May we both be filled with friendliness for ourselves. May we both be safe, grounded in the body, safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May we both be safe, feeling the safety of the ground. May we both be healthy, healthy and strong in our bodies. Feeling the life-giving health of the breath, breathing into it, healthy, healthy. Possibly smiling into, may we both be happy, peaceful, happy, and free in our hearts and minds, happy. And may we both live with ease, joyfully care for ourselves with grace and ease. Feeling the ease of the out-breath possibly. Live with ease. And in the silence, continuing to practice for yourself and the dear one, using these phrases or ones of your choosing. Soothing touch at any point. You lose your way, no big deal. Connect with body, the breath, maybe soothing touch. Ground, recall your intentions. and attune through your phrases. And take another half minute for the phrases for yourself and the dear one. And then notice how it's sitting with you. And then if there feels enough ease, see if you can offer the phrases just for yourself now. If not, carry on offering the phrases for yourself and the dear one, carrying on with that. Remember your soothing touch to ground through body sitting. Feel the breath. Little space between your back teeth to loosen the jaw, maybe a smile. And just let the out breath also help for ease. And practicing in the silence. And get any overwhelm with backdraft. Perhaps just focus on the dear one. Or just the breath, nourishing and soothing as you ground. And over the next half minute, pausing with the phrases and checking in, How's it going? And as we begin to finish off the practice, we'll extend the practice outwards to all beings by remembering ourselves in this community and all the other beings that are here. So all the faces on the screen, take a little peek, take them in. You can include the furry ones too, if you see some of those little furry beings. And then going inward again. And so with this community, we have many categories of loving kindness covered. We have ourselves, quite possibly dear ones, as many of you know one another and have some affection. We also have neutral. You hardly know some of the people here, so they're kind of neutral for you. And regardless of that, everyone is a benefactor for one another. And that is true even as we may find particular ones a little difficult. And so we have all beings represented by this community. And you might care to extend that sense of well-wishing even beyond the community. For now, I'll just offer it for the community, as I stated. Make sure you've got yourself included, body nicely grounded, feeling the breath, loosening of the jaw, ease of the out-breath. May we all be filled with friendliness for ourselves and one another. May we all be safe. May we all be safe, grounding in that. May we all be healthy, breathing into it. May we all be healthy, or maybe it's healing. May we all be happy, peaceful, free. Smile into it, perhaps. May we all be happy. And with the ease of the out-breath, may we all live with ease. May we all care for ourselves and one another with grace and ease. Take a half a minute with the phrases. And check in with yourself. How is it going? How is this practice feeling today? Can we trust whatever our experiences are to be the unfolding of the heart just as it needs to be? Whether we're sleepy and bored, irritated, angry, happy, sad, feeling warm-hearted. Trust whatever your experience is. With kindness. As we listen to the bells to finish.